Thank you, Damian, and good evening, everyone. Yesterday, we reported on the first details coming out of Governor Jerry Brown's budget, and you can find a copy of the massive document at the governor's webpage. As stated, the governor has increased funding for K-12 education, an issue Humboldt County School Superintendent Gary Eagles will discuss on Monday's Talk Shop. The governor also restored more than $2 billion in funding for both the California State University system and the UC system. The governor will also meet with the governing boards of the university systems in the coming weeks to discuss the budget, but also to encourage those boards to freeze tuition in an effort to attract more students. The governor also highlighted the fact that when he took office, the state was facing a near $20 billion deficit. But with steep cuts and increased revenue, the state has eliminated that deficit, but for how long remains a question. The governor also includes plans to implement federal health care reform in the state, expanding coverage in Medi-Cal to include childless adults and uninsured parents. The County Workforce Investment Board released a report today on its study of targets of opportunity, eight industries that offer the best employment and business opportunities that have been successful in a down economy. The findings show that businesses specializing in management and innovation service, along with investment support services, are doing well, having added more than 1,100 jobs. Other targets of opportunity include engineering firms, marketing and communications, and information technology businesses. You can learn more about the Investment Board report and plans at its next meeting on Monday night at the County Office of Education. The California Highway Patrol will join other state agencies in celebrating the 11th anniversary of the California Amber Alert System, which was implemented in January of 2002. Since the program began, more than 200 children have been recovered using the system, which is alerted when a child is suspected of having been abducted. The Amber Alert program is named after Amber Hagerman, who was abducted and murdered in Texas in 1996. The program began with a collection of local broadcasters creating a local network, which is now expanded to all 50 states. In 2012, Humboldt County received two Amber Alerts following incidents to the south, and in both cases, the alerts allowed law enforcement to recover the children. With advances in technology, Amber Alerts are not only linked to radio and television, but can reach millions of citizens at one time once the alert has been issued through their cell phones and other handheld devices. And Fortuna police responded to a 911 call at the National 9 Motel yesterday after receiving a report that a woman was threatening to stab a man with a knife. When officers reached the scene, they contacted the suspect, 36-year-old Victoria Clark, who was actively engaged in an altercation with the man. Officers got Clark to drop the knife at gunpoint, and she was arrested and booked on several charges, including assault with a deadly weapon, false imprisonment, and domestic battery. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Congressman Mike Thompson, who's been appointed to the Gun Violence Prevention Task Force, has held three town hall meetings in the district this week, wrapping up last night in Santa Rosa. The task force is looking for public input into how to combat gun violence while also maintaining the rights of citizens under the Second Amendment. Thompson addressed concerns from voices claiming the government is coming for your firearms by referencing the Supreme Court's ruling in the Heller case.
Well, my task as chair of this task force is to work to figure out what we can do to prevent or reduce gun violence. And I think the folks who believe that someone's coming to get their gun should feel relieved, because unlike any time in our history that we've talked about violence, but we've talked about guns, they're on extremely high ground this time, because the Supreme Court has just ruled in the Heller decision that people have a right to own firearms.
Thompson also pointed out that there are many issues to discuss when it comes to gun violence, and that those who use fear tactics are just not helping.
Those who do bring that up are basically using scare tactics to people against coming to the table to work together to sort out all of the many issues that contribute to gun violence.
We'll have more from Congressman Thompson regarding the task force next week. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.